Ayan na, palipat na yung mga tao sa kabilang channel. Ano yun lang sabi ko? Wait lang, kutop ko si Ronald sa kabilang channel. Siya ngayon na. Para may kapusa ka pamilya dynamics na kayo na.
Tinex ko na nga. Tinex ko na nga. Hihintay na ako ni Richard.
Oo, nag-tag. Sabi ko, anong tinex? Tinexen. Tama na yan, tama na yan. Lipat ka na. Meron tayong picture, di ba? Wait lang, meron kami... Meron kami picture, Ronald, na nanonood kami sa inyo ni Christian. Kaya natin RRCM. Ang kulit talaga natin, bro. Tama yung pupus ko. Nanonood kami kayo dalawa sa inyo. Pero Ronald,
hindi na ko-coordinate yung time slot eh. Nagkakasabay-sabay eh.
Ano na, ang tawag dyan? Ano? Yung... Basta. Ano yung tawag dyan? Yung bibili ka ng slot sa TV?
Black time, black, black time. Oh. Hindi maayos yung ano eh. Napakasalitan mo sa group chat eh.
Napakalita kami sa Veritas.
Magiging
atin ito, 1 hour. Lumampas kami ng 5 minutes. Napakalitan kami. Hindi daw pwede yun. Hindi daw pwede lumampas ng kahit isang minuto. Hindi daw pwede. Napakalita kami sa Veritas.
Pixila, kayo yung kagandahan dito sa atin kahit nag-overtime ka na doble kara. Game pa rin kami. Ito guys. Let's get serious. Ito na na. Bago tayo pumunta kay Harry Senior, ay sorry, Harry Roque at West Philippine Sea Gentleman's Agreement, yung mga ganyan bagay. Pag-usapan muna natin yung mga latest na pangyayari sa Davao. Of course, live joining us from ano si Mark Gamboa. Mark, ano mga updates diyan? So recently nakita natin yung 75th anniversary ba ng Davao City and magkasama lahat ng mga kapatid, medyo sigay yung mga dating, tapos may change of command na rin yata sa police nila, Davao Police Chiefs. But more important, it looks like medyo ano, the Dutertes are getting the ball rolling. They're riling up their base. So ano nangyari, Mark?
So ang pinaka biggest news coming from Davao City is yung bagong declaration ni Mayor Baste Duterte ng panibagong drug war, war on drugs, okay? 2.0, the Baste version. Yun yung dineklara niya nung Friday nung turnover sa police. And since Friday, yung nireport kahapon sa news ay nasa 7 na yung namamatay sa mga bypass operations. Okay, mga ito daw yung mga nanlaban, ito yung mga nakuhanan ng mga illegal substance, mga paraphernalia, ganun. Pero the one thing that I find really fascinating, kasi I reported about this a few days ago, mga ilang araw ko nang nire-report, yung sobrang effective siya in riling up yung kanilang base. And doon na naman yung mga DDS, parang the more na maraming namamatay, parang tingin nila mas effective at mas cheer sila ng cheer, mas kumbaga parang sinabi ko 7 namatay ang kokomment, very good, parang ganun. So it reminded me na ito pala yung ano eh, ito yung sauce ni ano eh, si sauce ni Digong eh, kung yun yung kanyang style na ginagamit. That's why yung mga followers niya became diehard followers of Digong, di ba? So kaso yun lang eh parang it's very effective in ano eh, in energizing itong mga DDS. And ang nangyayari kasi sobrang gulpi sila the last few months eh, kay Buloy, SMNI, yung 51 billion, yung kay Sara, lahat yung parang gulpi sila, parang na-energize sila ulit. Parang dito sila ngayon nag-gravitate towards Baste. Dito sa panibagong war on drugs and yung narrative na nung panahon, ngayong panahon ni PBBM, bumabalik yung drugs and ako yung kasagutan para ma-solve yung problema na yun. So it's like Duterte all over again, Digong all over again. So yun yung, that's what I find really fascinating throughout this whole week na nagsimula yung kanyang bagong drug war.
Just to be clear, it's not fascination in a positive moral sense. It's a fascination of how much they're... I just want to make sure, Mark, you don't get into trouble, right? So Ronald,
yes, natin yan.
So this is the classic emperor throwing meat at the crowd, di ba? Throwing gladiators at the lion. People want blood, right? Yung ganyan yung mindset, di ba, Ronald?
Yes.
Yung mindset.
Yeah. At saka, kung titignan natin, Mark, Richard, no? Pare-pareho yung narrative. Ito yung sinabi ni Harry Roque, no? Bakit, Bakit tayo preoccupied dito sa West Philippine Sea? Eh, ang daming problema ng bansa katulad ng drugs. Ganun ang sinabi ni Salvador pa ni Bebot Alvarez. No, bakit balat kayo ng balat kay Vice President Sara Duterte? Hindi naman niya responsibility 'yan, no? Bakit balat kayo ng balat diyan, no? Dapat siguro mag-resign na lang si President Bongbong, ibigay kay Vice President Sara yung poder para ma-ease yung tension between the Philippines and China. Pero may buntot eh. May buntot siyang sinabi. Ang sabi niya, ang daming problema ng bansa katulad ng drugs. No? Sabi niya. So, iba yung angulo pero kasama pa rin yung usapin ng drugs. Ganon din si Pulong. Yung statement niya defending his sister, no, na sinisisi niya yung aking kapatid, di naman niya trabaho yan as Secretary of Education, as Vice President, etc., etc., no? Pero ang daming problema ng bansa katulad ng drugs, no? So may isang narrative eh, di ba?
Distraction sa kanila 'yon, distraction. Oh. Sa kanila. Or Ronald, maybe this is their version of opium of the masses.
Yun yung isusunod ko, no? Siyempre may political narrative na hindi isolated o hindi nakahiwalay itong narrative ni Mayor Bastel Duterte. Ikalawa, parang in your face 'yan eh. No? Kinakasuhan niyo kami ng crimes against humanity. Ito sa inyo, no? Ito sa inyo. Suportado kami ng mamamayan, no? Suportado kayo ng ICC. Kami suportado ng mamamayan, no? 'Yun ang sinasabi nila in your face, no? At ikatlo, parang nakadikit ito sa isang political project, no? Babalik sila sa midterm. Babalik sila sa 2028 using itong dati nilang narrative nung 2016. No? Perhaps yes. Pwedeng iba ang kandidato, pwedeng si Baste. No? Digong 2.0, 'di ba? No? A handsomer Duterte, a handsomer Digong, no? Pwedeng ganun yung nakadikit dito. Pwedeng tumakbo 'yan sa midterm, tapos in preparation sa 2028. Who knows? So pwedeng nakadikit ito sa isang political strategy. Pero ang sinasabi ko lang Richard, medyo iba yung panahon eh, no? Una, wala na sila sa poder. Ikalawa, hindi sila, mataas pa rin ang kanilang approval rating pero not as high as yung highest ni Digong, which was 91-92 in 2021, no? Ngayon mga 49-50 siya. So meron ding dramatic na pagbabago. Ikalawa, kung paniniwala natin yung survey, nagbabago yung pagtingin ng mga tao sa EJK, sa Crimes Against Humanity, sa ICC. Medyo humahampas ngayon ng 60% na sumusuporta sa ICC. So medyo nagbabago. Kaya kung uulitin nila yung ganyang klaseng strategy, eh dapat din maging circumspect sila. No? Na iba yung sitwasyon ngayon, iba yung panahon. May nagbabago. No? Pero nakikita ko nga yung dotted lines, magkakapareho ng narrative, in your face.
Right.
No, sabi nga ni Mark, riling the crowd, no, yung kanilang base, no. At ikatlo ay posibleng bahagi ng isang political project, a political strategy going into the midterm and 2028.
Except Ronald, sorry Mark, I want to also ask you, both of you, sorry about that. But there's a risk that he might also end up on the ICC list, right? I mean, yun ang sasabihin ko, Ronald. I mean, both you and Mark, ikaw, I mean, 'di ba? I mean, so ano, they're taunting the ICC.
Not in the present case, no? Paano, parang hindi naman lumabas yung pangalan ni Baste. Baka kung bumalik tayo sa ICC, baka kasama siya. Paano, kasama sa mga survey at kasama sa mga statements ng DOJ at saka ni BBM, pinag-aaralan yung pagbalik sa ICC. Ibig sabihin, pag bumalik tayo, eh baka madamay siya. Ngayon kasi 97 na yung patay eh. 97, no? At 96 ay napatay ng mga law enforcers, no? So panto tokhang to, no? Tokhang to, it is clearly a tokhang project, no? Kaya yun yung kailangan nilang i-calculate tsaka i-calibrate. Pag nag-member tayo uli ng ICC, tama yung sinasabi ni Richard, pwede sila makasama, not in the present case, no, but in the future case.
Ikaw, Mark, anong basa mo dito? Di ba, also kasi iniba rin yung chief ng pulis sila. Baka ito yung marching order dun sa bagong pulis na balik natin yung golden era, yung version nila ng Maharlika days, di ba?
Yun nga eh.
Bloody.
Ang thing nga dyan, ang pinag-uusapan din namin is how will Secretary Benhur and Secretary Remulla will react doon sa bagong war on drugs ni Mayor Baste. Hahayaan ba nila or will they investigate? Titignan ba nila? So yun yung usap-usapan dyan. Here's the thing eh. For the last few months, kasi the Dutertes are on the defensive parate. Parang sumasagot sila ng kaliwat kanan ng mga binas. Si Sara, sa VP Sara is always on the defensive. Itong ginagawa ni Baste, parang sila na yung nasa offensive eh. Parang sila, kumbaga they're steering the pot once again. Sila na yung, kumbaga kesa gawan nyo ako ng mga kuwanong story, ako na gagawa ng ikakagalit ninyo. Tsaka nyo pag-usapan, tsaka nyo ano. So parang ganun yung nangyayari.
They're taking the initiative. Yun yung
initiative,
offensive.
Eh.
On the offensive sila. I mean, Ronald, isn't that, I mean, I'll ask you both again. I mean, don't you think na risky ito in a sense that not only in yung ICC list issue, maybe we can have a question about technicality. So, but it just refocuses things on Davao, which could boomerang on Sara. Diba? Yung isang issue sa ICC is whether yung mayor days ni Sara ay pwede mag-implicate sa kanya, 'di ba? Pagdating sa issue ng Tokang, 'di ba? Yun yung the whole Las Cañas line and all. Like, this is not just Digong and some of the folks there, but even Sara should be part of that list. Hindi ba delikado 'yan by bringing this bloody campaign back to Davao? They're gonna remind also people of Sara's days back in Davao.
Pero they're getting desperate, eh, Richard Mark. Eh. No, ang dami nilang sinusubukan na formula, eh, no? Banat dito, atras dito, banat dito, atras dito, no, focus dito, focus dito. So, ang dami nila sinusubukan, parang hindi umuubra. No, yung attempt nila na magparali ng malaki sa Davao, hindi umuubra. Yung attempt nila na i-agitate yung military, yung attempt nila about secession, yung attempt nila na magmukhang biktima, yung attempt nila na baguhin yung narrative, yung 'di ba, yung attempt nila na biglang purihin si BBM, no, hindi rin nag-work, no, so ang dami nilang mga
binaway din si Amy Marcos,
'di ba, ang dami nilang binabato
na lang.
Wala silang makuhang tamang formula, so tingin ko ito ay posibleng isang bahagi nun, no, back to basic tayo, balik tayo sa Tokhang. Balik tayo sa EJK, yung nagpanalo sa atin. Baka uubra pa ito, no? Kaya nga sinasabi ko kanina, iba yung sitwasyon ngayon, no? Iba yung balance of forces ngayon. Medyo buko na yan eh, no? Buko na yan eh. Kaya tingin ko, partly this is because of desperation rather than a well-thought-out strategy. No? Parang ang dami nilang binabato eh. Oh, baka umubra ito. Oh, baka umubra ito. Oh, atras muna tayo, no? Baka kan tayo, one step backward, two steps forward. No, 'yan yung mga
throw him in the kitchen sink lahat, yung parang ganun, 'di ba? Yeah. Lahat na lang, sige yeah, lang no? Ito.
And then again, there could be, sabi nga lagi ni Richard, there could be method in the madness, no? At least with Digong. Baka dito may nakikita siya na posibleng mangyari, no? Eh hindi tayo kasing galing ni Digong eh. Baka hindi natin maarok yung kanyang mga motibo, no?
Mas
yung
meta, mas method, meta siya sa atin, oh.
Yung kanyang method in the madness, no? Pero kung titingnan mo yung prutas ng kanilang ginagawa, parang Mark, walang umuubra eh. No, walang umuubra. Walang dumidikit sa pader eh. No, walang dumidikit
but Mark,
sa pader.
You were saying actually, Ronald, point taken. I mean, I definitely share your skepticism, but maybe we're also not looking at how this, kasi yun ang point ni Mark, diba? I mean, Mark, and from what you see online, what you see from other vloggers, talking points, talking heads, influencers, thought leaders, hindi ba ito yung this is gonna be the glue that is gonna hold them together in these tough times and maybe even help
ang
them?
Sabi ko nga kanina, ang sabi ko nga dun sa vlog ko, itong ginagawa ni Baste might be the first good idea na meron itong mga Duterte camp in a while. Kasi yung Davao Rally, Cebu Rally, hindi ano eh. Para, this might be the first good idea in quite a while. And I could see dun sa mga comments, it's working eh. Isang tabi na muna natin yan kay Kibuloy. Isang tabi na muna natin yan kay SMNI. Dito tayo mag-focus. Kill, kill, kill. War on drugs. And another aspect din siguro na I'm trying to see is yung epekto nito sa local eh. Kasi, di ba, there are talks na magkakaroon ng matinding kalaban sa next year for the mayor of Davao. So, is this Bastes way of showing na, hindi, ako na to, kaya ko na to, kahit sinong itapat nila sa akin, di ba? And yung bang bagong war on drugs, will it give another parang fear? Kumbaga meron na namang atmosphere ng kaba eh, sa buong Davao na I cannot speak against Mayor Baste, I cannot, di ba? So may ganun.
So Ronald, what Mark is correctly saying is that this is also about protecting your rear, right? Because as we discussed in previous vlogs, with 2025 coming, the one option for the administration is to back their opponents. So maybe this is their way of making sure, reminding everyone who's the big boss. Good
baka
point, Mark.
Baka dun pa may value eh, itong sinasabi ni Mark. Sa national kasi, baka hindi masyado eh. No? Baka negative pa in the balance sheet. Pero baka sa local, in the balance sheet, baka mas positive. Diba? Paano? Dabaw yan eh. No? Diyan sila nagsimula at diyan sila nakilala, no? Sa mga ganyang klaseng strategy. No? Pero ngayon, medyo nagbabago yung sa national eh. No? Medyo nagbabago. Kaya baka hindi siya ganun ka-effective sa national, pero baka mas effective sa local. Katulad nga ng sinasabi ni Mark. Pero titignan mo, Richard, Mark, halimbawa, nung pinanood ko yung interview ni Harry Roque, nung itinabi niya itong gentleman's agreement, itong status quo, etc., etc. Grabe, tignan niyo yung comments. 500 comments. Almost 100%, 99.9% negative, mura, no? At hindi ito mga trolls, ha? Ibig sabihin, dapat maramdaman na rin nila na hindi na umuubra yung dati nilang mga estilo, no? At least on the national level, no? Nagulat ako eh, no? Nagulat ako na puro negative at puro galit, no? Yung sobrang galit, no? Talagang taksil, traidor, etc., no? Kaya
worse. I hope Ronald.
Pwede ko sabihin. Pwede ko sabihin.
I was expressly gonna say please don't mention the other ones because this is a family friendly show. Mamaya pag-usapan natin sa gentleman's agreement yung mga ibang bagay.
Inunahan ako eh.
Pero Ronald, bago tayo pumunta diyan, let's end on this episode because I think this is a perfect segue to also talk about Polong, the other brother who's also now coming out strong in defense of Sara. Because the only thing we are trying to figure out here is yung Sara's deafening silence. Nagpagawa nga ako ng survey kanina. Sinong mauna magbigay ng suporta sa West Philippine Sea? ASEAN, Sara, China. Mas mataas ba yung China? Tapos kanina, sabi ko, kailan siya maglabas ng support? Before the end of the year, 2028, never. So this is clearly becoming an issue. So ano ba nangyari? May loyalty test ba nangyari ngayon? So pag-usapan yan, natin yan in next episode. And also, something that, again, I think I'm hearing na naman conflicting ideas na Sara may run for Congress rather than mayor because may plano siya dun sa mga yung mga nagpagalit sa kanya sa Congress. So that's another thing we can... Because remember, Ronald, Arroyo is gonna hit her final term. So the idea of Arroyo taking over Congress, medyo out of the window na yan. I just realized that nga pala, hindi na pwede si Arroyo sa next election.
It's totally absurd.
Yeah, so let's talk about that in the next episode. Congresswoman Sara Duterte, right? Xie xie. Thank you very much. Ni hao. Hi, guys. Hi. Kamusta kayo, guys? How are you?
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think alam na ng mga kaibigan natin anumang pag-usapan natin. Ito na, bago natin
pag-usapan. Wala ka ng visa sa China, Richard. Wala ka ng
ito,
visa.
Ni hao. Bago natin pag-usapan itong prospect of a congresswoman, Sara Duterte, right? Which is increasingly becoming a rumor of the town. Pag-usapan muna natin yung isa pang kapatid niya. Mark, reporting live from Davao. So kanina past na yung pag-usapan. Ano naman itong sinabi ni Polong kanina na pinagalitan niya lahat ng tao. And my goodness, he even, you know, used the, you know, like the idea of, you know, if Jesus was nailed to the cross, then why are you, you know, nailing my dog? I mean, my sister, eh, medyo napagano na ako, di ba? What's going on there, Mark? Parang first time ko siya marinig na ganyan, ha? Yung position.
Oo, na todo defend dito sa kanyang kapatid na si VP Sara. And dinirect nga yung kanyang galit doon sa statement na nilabas coming from Akbayan. Akbayan, oo. Yung sa head ng Akbayan na who called out VP Sara na bakit tahimik, yung kay Kibuloy, ang bilis mag-defend pag dito sa mga West Philippine Sea, sa mga Binomban ng water cannon, tahimik siya. Eh, so naglabas siya ng statement, sinabi nga niya, ito din yung statement ng mga vloggers eh. So medyo ano din sila, pareho din sila
noon.
Na yung statement daw sa West Philippine Sea ay dapat sinasabi ng Secretary of National Defense, Secretary of Foreign Affairs at presidente lamang. Hindi na daw dapat ito pinapakialaman pa o may nagsasalita pa galing sa iba. Diba? So yun yung kanyang sinasabi. At hindi na it is not the job of VP Sara to demonize China or any country for that matter. So yun ang sinabi ni Pulong. And sabi niya, we should also reflect ngayong Holy Week that why you nail everything to the Vice President? So lahat na lang daw ipinapako dito kay VP Sara. Okay, so yun yung kanyang
okay,
mga...
Okay, break down natin one by one. Thank you very much for that, Mark. Our reporting live from Davao. Unang-una, of course, facts muna. As last time I checked, Sara had statement on all sorts of things, including Afghan refugees in the Philippines, the conflict in the Middle East. Well, now I'm talking about foreign policy, di ba? I mean, given na yung Kibuloy and all, and you know, NTFLCAC. Pero on foreign policy issues, di ba? Ang dami niyang statement din on international issues. Basta may US angle, may Western angle. Marami siyang statement kaagad. Not to mention yung kanyang tatay na parating may masabi sa buhay from Ukraine to ano. So, first of all, it's factually incorrect na... Because nag-statement na siya almost on anything of relevance except dito sa China, that which raises people's eyebrows. Yung isa pang sinabi niya is, Mark, di ba sinabi niya yung actions of China in the West, it's very neutral, very neutral. Hindi niya sinabi harassment, disruption, bully, wala, actions lang. So totally neutral.
Neutral actions lang.
And then, medyo malang Anwar, ano sabi niya, do not demonize China. So, wow. China pang victim pala ngayon, di ba? So, Sir Ronald, hindi ko na lang patulan yung ibang part kasi Holy Week, mga ganun. I mean, my goodness, I don't want to talk about that. Let's just talk about the, I mean, anong gusto nila mangyari sa mga sinasabi nilang ganun? At anong basa mo, Ronald?
Hindi. Wala ka nang kinakailangan ipaliwanag eh. Napakahalaga nung ginamit nilang statement. Bakit dine-demonize ang China? Bakit kinakailangan itulak si Vice President Sara na i-demonize ang China? No? That was so pregnant with meaning eh, di ba? Malinaw yung kanilang posisyon vis-a-vis China, vis-a-vis West Philippine Sea, vis-a-vis Chinese aggression, vis-a-vis water cannon dun sa ating wooden small supply vessel, etc. No? Yun, parang ang nangyari kay Pulong, in-expose niya yung kanyang sarili. No? Dun sa salitang demonized. No? Demonized. No?
Parang victim pa ang China. Di ba? Neutral term dun sa action.
Kawawa naman ang China.
Sila pang victim ngayon. Sila pang victim. Sila pang...
Bakit natin sila laging pinipinta ng masama? No? Mm-hmm. Lagi natin silang ginagawang kontrabida. No? Lagi natin silang pinipinta na aggressor, etc. So, baka kailangan kausapin ni Sara si Pulong na, brother, pwede ba next time huwag mo na ako depensahan? Napapahamak ako eh.
Pero parang similar yung press team nila, yung pagsusulat, yung medyo yung grammatical structure, nice, di ba? Medyo parang paras lang yata yung mga nagsusulat ng mga press releases nila. But
sinasabi mo ba ungrammatical?
No, I'm not saying anything. Wala akong sinasabi. I'm just saying there's a pros. There's a certain pros. I will just put it that way. I wonder if this is the same team, right? Kasi di ba may mga statement din ng DepEd minsan na para medyo... But Ronald, going back to this, so I think this is a perfect transition because ngayon suddenly I'm hearing that baka hindi tatakbo yung dalawang kapatid even for the Senate. Baka mag-giveaway na lang si Pulong sa Congress to Sara. So suddenly the conversation is not Sara's mayor, mukhang Basta will stay. And sabi nga ni Mark dun sa previous episode, Basta is already trying to recreate the magic, the dark magic of the father, or whatever you want to put it. But it looks like Congresswoman, would that be a reasonable move aside from, well it makes sense for her to go on vengeance move against all of her kalaban dyan sa Speaker of the House and others, yeah.
Well, napag-usapan natin yan dati, Richard, di ba? Na hindi yan joke. Parang seriously kinoconsider. At dahil seriously kinoconsider, ay pwedeng mangyari. pwedeng mangyari. Ang dominant na agenda dyan ay galit. Galit kay Tambaluslos. No? Galit kay Speaker. Yun ang pinanggagalingan. Kaya makikita mo na yung mindset ni Sara. Makikita mo na yung kanyang style of leadership. Gusto niyang gumante. At hindi naman siya malayo sa reality, sa in the realm of the possible. Dahil kung sakaling tatakbo siya for Congress, sigurado naman siya mananalo, at lalaban siya for Speaker, na hindi naman totally sarado. Bakit? Dahil pala yan eh, after na ng midterms. At magdadalawang isip na yung ibang mga politiko na umalis sa mga Duterte at lumipat sa Marcoses dahil ang agenda na diyan ay 2028, no? Kaya baka lalo na kung si Gloria Macapagal-Arroyo ay backer niya, strategist niya, ay baka hindi siya empty threat kay Speaker Martin Romualdez, no? Na tinatawag ng Tambaluslos.
Yeah, just
no?
To be clear, so Arroyo, we cannot run again. Last time I checked, naka-dire-diretso na siyang tatlong term, if I'm not mistaken. So, hindi na siya pwede. So, the idea of Arroyo being the Speaker of the House and Digong being the President of the Senate, again, this is hypothetical, is out, but it could be, I mean, could it be two Dutertes in charge of the legislature? I mean, the idea of Sarap sa taas, tatay niya sa taas. Ay, sa babae sa taas, yeah.
Yung Senate, hindi ko pa tinatanggal, ha? Paano, pwede kasi nilang tignan, sayang naman. No? Kung may Duterte na tatakbo, malaki yung chance na mananalo. Whether yan ay Pulong, Baste, o Digong. Yung Duterte brand is still, kahit hindi na siya kasing lakas before, ay malakas pa enough para makakuha ng seat dito sa Senate. So baka pag-isipan nila na sayang naman kung hindi nila gagawin. Kaya hindi ko pa sinasabi na walang tatakbo na Duterte sa Senate. Pero yung possibility na tumakbo si Sara for Congress at siguradong mananalo at lalaban for Speaker, no? Kumpara kay Speaker kay Gloria Macapagal-Arroyo ay
exactly.
Baka sa kanilang calculation ay baka merong in the realm of the possible. Dahil titignan si Sara not only as congressman, not only as possible speaker, kung hindi as a frontliner sa 2028. So alignment and realignment might happen around him.
Pero is it worth it kaya na ano? Sorry to butt in. Is it worth it kaya to lose
your... No, please, Mark, go ahead. We want to get your point of view. Please.
For me, worth it. Ngayon ko lang medyo narinig yan. Pero yung sa mayor ng Davao, medyo gets ko pa kaysa maagaw ng mga ibang kalaban. Pero as a congresswoman, is it worth it losing your position as vice president na for kapag me, merong kudeta, ikaw yung aangat doon kay BBM? For a congresswoman, para balikan si Speaker Martin at yung numbers sobrang laki. Yeah. The number of congressmen that you have to woo in.
Yes, yes. Sa akin, Mark, it's not worth it. Sa akin, okay. Mark, it's crazy. No? Bababa ka, a heartbeat away ka from the presidency, tapos magko-congress ka, hindi ka sigurado, no, na mananalo ka as speaker. Dahil kahit post-midterm na yan, malapit-lapit pa eh. Malapit-lapit pa sa midterm.
Siguro kung yan ay... Tatlong budget pa yan.
Kung yan ay 1 year before 2028, baka. No?
Baka.
Pero 3 years before pa yan eh. Kaya kung ako tatanungin mo, it's not worth it, no? It's very crazy.
Risky no? Masyadong.
Sinasabi ko lang, Mark, parang may nagsiseryoso. No?
At ang it's in the conversation.
At pinanggagalingan ay galit. No? Pinanggagalingan ay galit, no? Mukhang yun yung personality ni Vice President Sara. No? Yun yung isa sa kanyang motivasyon, no? Kumbaga kung si
vengeance mode. Oo.
Kumbaga si Bongbong ay conflict averse, no?
Naman warmonger.
Gustong gumante.
Yun yung kabaliktaran niya.
Pero I agree. It's not worth it.
Mark, how do you see it? I mean, if Ronald was arguing that they're in desperate mode anyway, yun yung basa niya, doesn't it make logical sense? If you're in a desperate mode, maybe you want to go for gold or go for broke, right? Which is, patakbo na mo yung isa sa Senate, go for presidency, patakbo mo yung isa sa Congress, go for speaker, and then hope na you capture legislature and then work something from there. Na hindi mo
lalo na kung papasok, lalo na kung matutuloy ang ICC this year.
Exactly. I mean, that's the point. Exactly. If the confrontation is coming, meet it head on,
make,
diba?
Make it ready na.
So, medyo go for broke na dapat, diba? In a way, it makes sense. There's a method to that madness na yeah. Let's go for broke kasi alangan hintayin mo pa the walls will close in on you completely, diba? Na better go for it. And I mean, let's be honest, Ronald. I think she's shoe in for Congress and any Duterte. It's just a question of whether mag top 5 sila or hindi, diba? Sa Senate. Now, hindi sure kung mag speaker ka in Senate President, but it's not totally improbable, right? So maybe you go for broke. Makes sense for them. Which
risk? What you risk? Kung baga, for this risky, kung chess ito, gagawa ka ng risky move na maliit yung odds, pero you sacrifice your queen. Diba? Mm. Kasi nandun ka na eh. Kung merong kudeta, yes. Kung merong, if something happens, yes. Diba? De, wala na sila problema lahat. Yung sa Senate, ano eh, yun ang talagang very, ano eh, yun ang pinaka-possible talaga na kaya nilang, may chance na they could, maraming maipasok sa loob, Senate presidency, they might try to go after it, and they will cause a lot of damage if they do that, di ba? Magpapasok sila, dalawang Duterte dyan, magpapasok sila. Mm. Pero sa Congress, I don't see anong klaseng damage yung magagawa ng isang congresswoman, okay. Even if you are Sara Duterte. Mm. Di ba? Si Pulong nga ngayon, isang Congress, wala namang magawa din. Mm. Di ba? He is helpless against 200 other congressmen na hindi mo naman maano kasi they have their own territories, di ba? Hindi mo din naman mautusan, hindi na to katulad ng panahon ng tatay nila na pwede nilang gawin lahat ng gusto nila. Pero yung sa Congress, pero I'm thinking din, I think they will start to throw in party list na sa kanila. Yun ang pinag-uusapan namin sa vlogs.
Ito talaga favorite mo na party there. List talaga. I was saying party list na naman may mention.
yun ang, and in fact, napapag-uusapan namin, baka nga si Banat Bay. Why not? Paano kung in-endorse siya ni Duterte?
May followers yun. No?
Meron na silang party list na nakaano. Kung
hindi mo successful siya kay Mo.
The thing is, hindi sila masyadong, what if Duterte said, no, ito yung party list ni Banat Bay, iboto nyo lahat.
Mm-hmm.
The effect on that sa DDS, he only needs 300,000 votes. Meron na silang party list na yung Mocha nga, may isang chance pa to win. So kasi ang problema, yung mga congressman nila ngayon na nandun, even the Duterte youth, even the yung mga congressman sa Davao, they're not brave enough na makipagsagutan sa colleagues nila sa Congress eh. Kasi they need mga maiingay. Diba? They need mga maiingay na congressman na manggugulo. Parang Makabayan Black, pero DDS. Na, di ba, lahat guguluhin,
block.
Lahat.
DDS Black.
Lahat ng hearing, maawayan, papatagalin. Wala eh. Kasi you have Duterte youth, na wala din, tahimik din. They voted for SMNI, that's yun lang. Pero the rest tahimik eh. Even their own congressman from Davao City, hindi makaporma, hindi makapalag. So ang kailangan nila, na magpasok sa Congress ng mga maiingay, yung pwedeng manggulo, pwedeng kumbaga kahit na wag mo na akong bigyan ng budget basta manggugulo lang ako dito, di ba? Parang ganoon kasi.
Oh, they need champions there, but I
completely need champions there.
Little Duterte.
Yeah, I yes. Completely agree also, Mark, na yung sinasabi mo na madadilute yung power mo kasi you're just one of 300, right? While there's
true,
only
eh, kahit Sara Duterte pa yan, wala kang masyadong magagawa eh. So give it to your other ano kasi yung mawawala sa iyo masyadong, if Sara Duterte wasn't vice president, that would be a good idea. Kaso yung mawawala sa iyong pwesto, nandoon na, nakaumang ka na eh. Marcos would just give it to someone na kaalyado niya and, di ba, strengthen their hold on power. So
to end this episode before we go to the next, as a natural, we should discuss the West Philippine Sea because a lot of pressure is being put on them. And we have to talk about Harry Roque, of course. Man of the hour, gentleman's gentleman. Okay, pag-usapan natin yan. But okay, Ronald, let's do a wild guess. What's your guess? Will Sara run for any position next year? And also ikaw, Mark, and why? If yes or no, whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Pag nahimasmasan sila, no? Pag nahimasmasan sila, pag na kausap nila si Sara at ma-dose nila ng cold water yung kanyang galit kay Speaker, kay Tambaloslos, yung magiging calculation nila ay to stay as Vice President. No? To use the Vice Presidency to help yung kanyang mga kaalyado. Huwag natin kalimutan, kahit na wala yung kanyang hundreds of millions in intelligence at saka confidential fund, no? Yung DepEd is still the richest department sa lahat ng departamento ng gobyerno, no? Yan pa rin yung pinakamalaki ang budget. Kaya gusto mo mawala yan, no? Gusto mo kahit papaano may pondo rin yung vice presidency, gusto mo mawala yan for a fight na hindi ka sigurado, lalo na this early, even if it is after the midterm. Tingin ko yung mga adviser niya ay siguro baka later on pinapabayaan muna siya dahil galit. Eh, mahirap pigilan ng isang Duterte pag galit. Pero eventually ay sabi ko nga pag nahimasmasa na, eh baka bumalik na sila sa kwan, no? Dun sa
so you're saying, Ronald, they will be in a better position to hold the fort if VP siya, especially should the ICC case come, di ba?
Yes, yes. Halimbawa, kung pagpalagay na na mag-succeed, na kunin si Digong at saka si Bato, eh pwede nilang i-spin yan for sympathy with the vice president. No? Pwede nilang gawin yan na i-ganun nila. No? At dahil vice president na siya, no? Ang plano kasi ni Digong dyan ay magkaroon ng EDSA 3, katulad ng dinampot si ERAP. No? I doubt kung yung sumuporta kay ERAP ay susuporta rin kay Digong, no? Iba 'yon. At yung mga sumuporta kay ERAP noon, medyo napaso na, no? Hindi na namin gagawin 'yan unless siguradong sigurado na mananalo, no? Pero at this point ay medyo malabo 'yan, no? Kaya pero pwedeng baka pwede nilang isipin na makakuha ng sympathy for Sara going into 2028. Pero right. kung wala ka ron, paano mo siya ma-harness? Kung right. wala ka ron, kung ikaw ay congressman, parang sobrang baba eh. No?
Tama
parang
si Mark.
Sobrang baba para maging rallying point, para tama makakuha ng sympathy. No? Kaya yung mga saner minds around her, baka later on advise
they'll prevail.
Hindi pwede yan. Mali yan, no? Lalo na the president, of course, we wish him well, no? Pero he's not also in the best of health. No?
Yun ang isang point na hindi ko lang din masabi.
Kung may mangyari, at least baka magdasal si Pastor Kibuloy, no? Na hindi lang lumindol, hindi lang bumagyo, kung hindi may mangyari sa presidente, eh sino yung papalit?
No? Yeah, kasi number 2 ka. Speaker of the House puts you at what, number 4?
You're literally a heartbeat away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, nakita naman natin nung Valentine's Day, may advice naman yung minamahal natin Pangulo na keep a healthy lifestyle, diba? Self-love. So let's hope that his self-love will help him, especially of course yung mga travel niya. I'm sure he's gonna get some good advice, baka yung mga health guru.
Mark, ano yung balita mo? Nabalitaan ko kasi na merong ilalabas ni Maharlika yung kanyang pulboron video sa June. Bakit June?
April 2. June ba yung kay Maharlika?
Ito, ang Taylor Swift concert, meron silang gano'n na announcement.
Narinig ko June eh. Mas believable yung April 2 dahil malapit-lapit. Pero,
nakataon yung April 2 is yung premiere ng Banateros sa SMNI.
Hindi April pala, hindi April Fools.
April 2. Kasi April 1, baka April Fools eh. Kapagkamalan.
Pwede rin, April Fools. Pero totoo lalabas sa June. Baka yung April yung full.
Yun yung lalabas eh. Kung daw, ilalabas na daw ni Maharlika. Pero sabi ko, bakit June?
Papa CGI pa nila yan. Matagal yata yung CGI yan, di ba? Medyo mahal-mahalang CGI. Oo. Deep CGI pa nila yan. Okay. Mark, ikaw anong hunch mo? What does your gut say na is Sara, are they gonna just drama na ayoko na mag-VP, bawa na lang ako kasi inapi ako. Ganun. Drama lang 'yon and then in the end balik stay put pa rin siya kasi VP pa rin eh.
I think the only way na bababa talaga si Sara, aalis sa pagka-VP and kung sakaling bababa siya is if ma-threaten yung hold nila sa Davao. I think that's the only logical ano. Kung walang ibang makakatalo, kundi siya, kung hindi kakayanin ni Baste. That's why siguro Baste is making all this effort to show na he is asserting na, hindi, kaya ko na, I can do this, I can hold the fort, you stay there. Pero aside from that, hindi. Masyadong malaki yung mawawala for something na hindi naman sigurado. So I think hindi din ano. Siguro pinag-uusapan, kinoconsider, but in the end, ano. Masyado pa rin sayang eh na yung pwesto niya ngayon.
Because of course everything is also about 2028 for her, no? I mean, of course, she's a heartbeat away, but you know, so far we have a president naman and self-care, self-love din naman. So mukhang 2028 talaga yung realistic option here. Okay. I think that perfectly sets the tone because there's no way for us to talk about the Duterte family and all without talking about the best spokesman ever that the Dutertes had. At hindi yan si Salvador Panelo. All right? Ito po ay isang tao na kilalang-kilala ni Mark Gamboa. Pag-usapan natin ang gentleman's agreement sa West Philippine Sea. What's so gentleman about it? What's so gentle and what's so manly about it? Pag-usapan natin yan. Salamat, guys. Ito na, guys. Kanina, yung paboritong show ni Sir Ronald, the real big R, Politi Scoop. Puya ka siya. Meron silang exclusive, di ba? With the leading ex-human rights lawyer in the country. Wala na akong ibang maisip na mas maganda pa na ex-human rights lawyer, di ba? At of course, arguably the best spokesman that Duterte had, di ba? Definitely better than Salvador Panelo.
The biological father of your co-host.
Yeah, medyo, I'm not gonna go into those territories. We might get into trouble. But Mark, anong balita dyan? Anong sinabi ni Senator? Ay, ni Harry, sorry.
Yun, basically inamin niya na meron ngang gentleman's agreement nung panahon ni Duterte.
Let me paraphrase. Binuking niya na may gentleman's agreement. Let
binuking niya.
Nasabi ni Panelo, hindi totoo.
Exactly. At sinabi ni Bato na clueless siya. So, let's qualify. This is booking. This is not.
At sabi ni Robin Hood Padilla, nakausap niya si Executive Secretary Medial Dea, hindi rin totoo. So,
iyon. And ang kanyang sinasabing rason doon is yun daw yung way para humupa yung tension nung panahon na yun. Sabi niya, yun yung ginawa ni Tingin Duterte na okay na move at that time. Ewan daw niya ngayon si BBM kung ang mali lang daw ng China in-assume na itong bagong presidente ay i-honor pa rin yung kasunduan na yun. Diba? So sabi niya, BBM, ikaw ang dumiskarte ngayon kung paano huhupa yung problema dyan. Parang ganun yung kanyang mensahe.
Bala ka dyan. Parang bala kayo dyan.
Si Duterte, panahon niya, ito yung ginawa niya. Yun.
Eto, baka lang makasuhan tayo. Klarin natin sinabi niya.
...ni dating Foreign Affairs Secretary Alan Peter Cayetano. Nang kasunduan nila, status quo.
Status quo.
Walang magkagawa ng kahit anong improvements at walang magiging problema.
Okay, so essentially ang sinabi niya, hayaan na natin yung ano na, yung magfa-fall apart na Sierra Madre to stay that way. Which Ronald, in effect, would say that you're vacating, di ba? I mean, if you do not fortify the BRP Sierra Madre, which is falling apart, in effect, operationally, you're saying you're not gonna hold on to what you have, right?
Exactly.
So, exactly. What the heck? Even, right? Why would anyone agree
even worse? And even worse, no? You're going to put our fellow Filipinos there in harm's way, no? Anong gagamitin nila? Scotch tape? Anong gagamitin nila? Rugby? Para ipagdikit-dikit yung kinakalawag na barko?
Medyo pulmonic masyadong rugby.
Di ba? Just to emphasize the point. Di ba? Pwede na eh. Wala akong ibang salita dyan. Yan ay betrayal. Yan ay kataksilan. No? No less than by the highest politician in the country, the president. Grabe yan. No, grabe yan. Kaya nga, ang advocacy ko, magkaroon ng congressional at saka Senate hearing in aid of legislation para malaman talaga, ano ba talaga yung kasunduan na yan? Anong detalye niyan? No? Totoo ba yung sinasabi ni Harry Coppe?
Sir, to cut you. Obviously, hindi si Robin Hood Padilla. So are you proposing Senator Cayetano was somehow...
Pwede, dahil nabanggit siya eh. Siya pala yung foreign secretary nung nangyari yan eh. No? Ibig sabihin ay baka culpable siya to say the least, no? Sa pangyayari na 'yan, no? So, dapat naman siguro inhibit niya 'yung sarili niya, no? Pag pinag-usapan 'yan at yung head ng Maritime Committee sa Senate, si Francis Tolentino, baka kailangan din niyang i-inhibit dahil kapartido niya yung presidente, PDP laban at siya ay cabinet secretary dati ni Presidente Cong. So, sino kaya ang magkukuhan? Ang ang mag-organize ng Senate hearing na yan, si Robin Hood Padilla. No?
Maganda yan. Maging interesting yan, di ba? Kasi magbubuking. But just to be clear, the DFA has absolutely denied na they have ever agreed to anything like that. So, klaro yung statement ng DFA earlier this month, and the DFA wishes to underscore that the Philippines is approaching these confidential negotiations with utmost sincerity and good faith. We're therefore surprised by China's disclosure of sensitive details of our bilateral discussions, which of course right now si Harry Roque is even defending, right? So position nila is, first of all, there were some discussions, meaning China proposed some crazy stuff, but DFA also made it very clear, hindi kami nag-agree because this is contrary to the national interest. So hindi dininay ng DFA na China may have made the proposal along those gentlemen's agreement
lines.
They said no.
Pero ang head ng DFA noon, si Alan Peter Cayetano. So kung nag-agree si Alan Peter Cayetano, hindi pwedeng sabihin ng DFA na hindi sila nag-agree. At least yung secretary ng Foreign Affairs noong panahon na yon nag-agree. Kaya nga, kailangan...
Baka when Teddy Locsin came in, they kind of threw it out.
Kaya nga kailangan pag-usapan sa isang hearing eh. Dahil binding ba yan? Ang sinasabi ng ibang abogado, kahit oral yan, binding yan. Ang sinasabi ni Harry Roque, hindi yan binding sa susunod na presidente. Binding lang sa amin. So, ano ba talaga, kuya? Ano ba talaga yung totoo? No? Pero una, kailangan malaman yung detalye. No? Magsalita si Secretary of Foreign Affairs, then Alan Peter, magsalita si Digong, no? Masalita yung mga kwan, yung mga involved dyan. At ngayon, pag-usapan ng mga abogado, ng mga constitutionalists, yan ba ay binding? No?
Okay, Ronald, binding lang siya if it comes openly from the president. So for instance, when President Duterte openly questioned yung arbitration award, yun yung warning ni Carpio, di ba? Na this could be potentially binding. This is based on some Scandinavian precedents. I think the case of Norway.
Exactly. Denmark. Kahit oral yan, kung galing yan sa presidente, ang sinasabi ng mga ibang abogado, binding yan.
Binding yan, yeah. But I don't remember, do you remember did Duterte saying anything? I don't think so. I mean, Duterte is smart enough to not say anything openly on that.
Yeah, ang nagsasalita pa lang ay si Harry Roque. At kinokontra pa. Kinokontra
which is weird.
Pa,
yeah.
Kinokontra pa ni Medial Dea at saka ni Panelo. Pero, sinusuportahan ng China na ginawa nga ni Digong yan. No? At this point, baka maniwala ako sa China.
Actually, I mean, between the two of them, mas believe ako sa China, to be honest. Ikaw, Mark, yung kaibigan natin, the good one, baka naman si JV Arisito can take up the cudgels, di ba, Mark? Kasi medyo strong yung statement niyan sa mga West Philippines issues ngayon, di ba?
Oo nga, tapos he was din nakikipag-away pa nga yan sa mga
Mark
sa mga
Lopez.
Sinasabi niyang vloggers na who he said is being sponsored by China, di ba? So possibly siguro si Senator JV kung maano niya yan. Pero ingat, ngayon ko mas naiintindihan yung sa case hearing from you guys eh. And pero possible ba yun na may agreement na ganun? Tapos ang nakakaalam lang yung presidente lang tsaka yung kabila na parang secret na wala siyang sasabihan sa iba sa gobyerno? Or
baka yun nga, siguro Ronald, I'll be honest, okay. My understanding is China was expecting Duterte's to stay forever or yung susunod sa Duterte will be the same guy more or less. And I can, sabagay, parang maawa ka nga sa China kasi pinaasa sila ni Digong, pinaasa din sila ni BBM, di ba? Sabi ni BBM, I agree with... So actually, in a way, agree party talagang China, di ba? Kasi pinaasa sila ng dalawang unit team na yan eh. Di ba Ronald? Kaya tama kayo, mas maniwala ko sa China, to be honest.
Pwede bang sabihin na poetic justice? Yan?
Well, I mean, I think that's more PG-8, PG-13 friendly. I was wondering something else. Yeah, which makes me wonder, Mark, anong ginagawa ni Harry Roque dito? Kasi contrary siya eh. Bato is saying, wala akong alam dyan. He literally said, I'm clueless, which is maganda yan. I'm clueless, Bato, di ba? I mean,
Daw ni Executive Secretary
Medjadin. Exactly. So, anong pinapahamak niya yung ano niya, yung team niya?
And then, ang tanong nga, is that part of their ano eh? Kumbaga, I don't think na maglalabas lang yan ng sarili lang niyang, is that part of their larger strategy na hindi na natin kayang i-deny yan? Sige, aminin na natin yung totoo tapos iyan na lang natin na pag dito nung panahon ni Duterte walang ganyan, ngayong panahon ni Marcos baka mag-lead yan to a possible war. Parang ganun na lang yung narratibo na gagawin. Is that part of a larger
yeah, that's
plan?
That's the narrative. Actually, you're correct. That's the narrative na
oh, eh.
You can say whatever you want about this gentleman's agreement, but at least we kept the situation under wraps, diba? In
oh,
fact,
eh.
Kuha mo yung narrative.
Pero una, Mark, ay kung babalikan natin, last December, kinontra ni Panelo yung sinabi ni Harry Roque tungkol sa ICC na alam ni Digong kung sino yung behind sa ICC. Kinontra niya yan. Nung sinabi ni Harry Roque na tinawagan siya ni Digong dahil parating ng ICC, kaya dilisband na yung Task Force Davao. Ang sabi ni Harry ni Panelo, hindi naman siya tinawagan eh. No? So even within the sa kampo nila, medyo may mga disagreement.
Kaya ang tanong, baka kasama pa ba si Panelo?
Oh.
Ano ba role ngayon ni Panelo doon? Kasi si Tatay Harry Roque, eh oh. Medyo nagigets ko pa yung kanyang role doon eh, yung kanyang oh. I don't agree with it, I don't oh. Diba? Oh. Di ko talaga gusto oh. na parang nagiging abogado siya for China oh. Pero si Sal Panelo, may role pa ba siya doon sa buong operations oh, na yan?
Sabi ni Sal Panelo, siya yung laging katabi ni Digong.
Hanggang ngayon ba?
Hindi katulad ni Harry Roque. Parang ganoon eh, parang mga pinag-aagawa nila like lovers eh, si Digong.
Gentleman tayo.
Oh. So,
Mark, ano masabi mo? May comment dito. You cannot put a good man down. Mabuhay ka, Tatay Digong. Anong masabi mo dyan? You cannot put a good man down. Mabuhay, Ari Roque. Yan ang mga comment
dito live. Siyempre, ano, lalaban at lalaban yan sila tatay.
Ano naman tayo.
Tatayhan tsaka si Digong.
Pero, pabalikan ko lang yung usapan natin kanina, Richard. Pwede dito kasi, pwedeng may method in the madness eh.
Yun nga eh.
Pwedeng dito kasi, pwedeng nilabas siya ni Harry Roque, no? To favor China. Paano kung aaminin ng spokesperson ng presidente na meron ng oral agreement na pwedeng binding? So, sasabihin ng China. Paano? Huwag mong kalimutan, China ang initially naglabas niyan. No? Na merong presidente na nagbigay ng oral agreement. No? So, ngayon, medyo inami na de facto eh, ng spokesperson. No, baka
may utos, Ronald. Ay, sorry, hindi ko sinasabi na ano. Baka
mas sakon ngayon, no? Mas malakas ang loob ng China. Dahil parang out in the open eh. No? At parang de facto tinatanggap na nangyari nga. No? So pwedeng may ganung klaseng logic eh, to give strength to the claims of China.
But Ronald, doesn't that run the risk of them being I think the Akbayan statement was traitorous, treacherous, whatever. I mean, doesn't that open them up to something dangerous? I mean, some people
parang
can...
Wala naman silang pakialam na tawagin yung traitor.
Wala na.
Tanong ba, is it illegal? Meron bang illegal doon sa ginawa ni Tatay Digong na secret? Meron ba? Is
yes,
there anything illegal?
Sa ring pwede lumabas yan. Eh. Oh.
Posible,
wala
posible.
Naman smoking gun eh. Wala
posible.
Naman smoking gun.
Pero tahimik si Digong, tahimik si Foreign Secretary Cayetano. No? So, unless... Bibigyan tayo ng China ng video ng oral agreement.
Oh, kung may signature, may ganun. I think that's where kung walang smoking gun, hanggang hanash-hanash lang yan. But I want to have another episode, sub-episode essentially. This. I want to talk about the US side because ang nakikita natin ngayon sa West Philippines ay medyo next level na eh. Medyo lethal na ito eh. Yung tubig niya, pag tumama sa'yo, pwede ka mamatay. I mean, I was actually suggesting i-compare mo yung power nung tubig. Di ba pwede mo naman sana yun, I mean, square inch a pound per square inch, di ba? Yung PSI. Pero may compare sa suntok ni Mike Tyson, sa suntok ni Pacquiao, tapos i-times 10 mo pa yata, di ba? So, you can imagine, pag tumama yan sa'yo, kahit diretso lang, kahit di ka tumama sa something else, this could be fatal, di ba? Or,
pero so, minanipulate lang daw eh. Minanipulate lang daw yung video eh. No? Sabi ng China eh, no? Fake daw yun eh.
Alam mo naman, Ronald, sabi natin, mas naniwala tayo sa China kaysa mga Digong. Tignan natin anong mangyari dyan kasi naniwala talaga tayo sa China compared to Digong. So,
ang tanong ko, Richard, ang gusto ko ding malaman sa inyo is how far could this escalate eh?
Yeah, which we have to discuss in the next episode exactly why
okay.
I put the US into the question. Not necessarily the situation, but into the question kasi puro tayo ng China ng China, pero ang laking factor dito ang United States, eh, di ba? So pag-usapan natin yan short in the next episode. Before we go, of course, to the favorite topic of Ronald, opposition. Ano naman, nasaan ang opposition? Kung sabi ni Banat Bay, nasaan ang Amerika? Ang tanong, nasaan ang opposition? Except, of course, Akbayan and the usual suspects fighting for the good fight. Okay, salamat. Thank you very much, guys. Okay, guys, ito. So just to give an overview to folks, nung 1970s, nung medyo tayong matapang under a certain Ferdinand Marcos Sr., natakot ang Amerika na we drag them into a conflict, right? So expressly, ang naging position ni Henry Kissinger at Nixon administration was the mutual defense treaty between the Philippines and the United States should not be essentially abused for self-aggrandizement, for territorial self-aggrandizement by the Philippines. Kaya ang position ng United States from 1970s until you could say Trump administration or Obama administration was
strategic ambiguity.
Exactly. Strategic, which is the US doesn't take any position on the sovereignty status of the disputed future. Kaya nung nagsampa tayo ng kaso sa arbitration award, the US said they support that because our arbitration award was not about territorial claims but maritime entitlement claims. So they still maintained that neutrality position dito sa West Philippine Sea. But of course, things changed a little bit during Trump administration, especially when Pompeo came to Manila in March of 2019, when he said any attack on Filipino vessels, warships, aircrafts, and soldiers will automatically activate the Mutual Defense Treaty. Few months later, after the Reed Bank incident, then Ambassador of US Song Kim said that baka kasama na rin yung attack by Chinese militia on Philippine vessels, warships, and all. So the conversation is changing, but this is my problem. The argument there is the Mutual Defense Treaty applies if there's lethal attack on our personnel. Ang problema ko ngayon is, how do you define lethal? Common sense would say barrel, cannon, missile. But we have a situation whereby if you look at the PSI, the pressure per square inch, nung ginamit nilang huli, of course, sabi ni Ronald, maniwala tayo sa China kaysa mga digong. But in this sense, I rather believe the other side than China, which is napakalakas itong PSI na to. At may mga na-injure. At nakita natin yung footage dun sa mga kapuso natin na talagang tama na Lord. Diba? Nakakatakot eh. Parang ano yun, Noah's, I mean, this was like end of the world yung feel, di ba?
At the Great Flood.
Sa ibang videos, di ba? Pag tumama sa barko, gumaganon yung barko.
At dalawa. Dalawang water cannon.
At dalawang water cannon. Dalawang boats. Exactly. So Ronald, pag tumama sa isang tao, naalala ko may isang makapili na in-interview sa amin sa One News at sabi nito makapili, tubig lang yan, huwag kayong mag-drama, di ba?
Oo, kilala ko yun, Simentong Lopez.
Wala akong sinabi, Pag patest natin yan, tignan natin yung reaction.
Oo, yung mga host, yung mga babae, galit na galit eh, sinasabi sa kanya. Ayan o, di ba yung mga host niya, nagagalit.
Wala yan, tubig lang, you're exaggerating. So, mukhang this is the strongest ever PSI. So it's not the first time that China has been using water cannon. They have been using this for quite some time. But the water pressure is next level ngayon compared sa last time. At may injuries na talaga tayo sa ating Philippine Navy. So Ronald and Mark, I'll ask you muna, Mark, because anong reaction online? Because I'll tell you, Mark, the last time when I posted something about this, we got a lot of views, like millions and all. Ito yung time, Mark, na remember, magbabangga na yung dalawang barko natin tapos naglagay sila ng biglang ano, yung tire, ganun. So parang, ang dating nun is, nimble tayo, parang David tayo, na madiska. This time, parang medyo kawawang dating, di ba? Na parang may maliit na barko na mukhang luma, tignan, tapos may higante, tapos ginaganyan. I mean, honestly, how did it go down online? Kasi one of the comments that keeps on popping up, Roland, I want to also get your view is, well, anong ginagawa ni Marcos? Bakit na hindi tayo lumalaban? Di ba? Kasi parang mukhang mas kawawa tayo dito sa videos ngayon kaysa some of the previous videos. Kasi grabe yung water pressure. Tapos ang lit pa nung boat natin. First, Mark, I wanna get your point of view in terms of the social media coverage. And then you, Ronald. Then let's talk about the US aspect. Should US move to the next level? Meaning escort us, have a drone there. What are we looking at in terms of options? But first, I wanna look at the reaction. Your reaction and reaction online, Mark.
Hindi. Well, obviously, galit pa rin eh. Kumbaga, lalong nagagalit yung mga... This is really an issue na mahirap panalunin nung kabilang kampo. Di ba talagang yung galit ng Pinoy sa ginagawa sa kapwa natin, Pinoy dyan? Talagang hindi mo ma... lalong umiikting yung sama ng loob ng nararamdaman ng mga Pilipino after watching that. Pero I don't know then if it will come to a point na medyo baka mag-numb na tayo sa ganun. How long does it take na bago, 'di ba? Parang wag naman sanang umabot sa punto na kailangan meron pang masawi na Pilipino or ano, pero yun na nga eh, parang nagiging regular na yung occurrence.
Eh. Yung new normal, yun ang fear mo.
Oo, na parang hindi na ngayon galit, pero baka ilan pang ganyan, parang yung mga tao medyo wala nang pakialam eh. Baka it would come to that point na medyo mananam na sila na sa ganyang nangyayari. Pero I don't know. Yun nga, I'm just worried lang na how far this could escalate eh, yung nangyayari yun ngayon.
Tingin ko baka hindi naman. Dahil una, nagsisimula pa lang. No? Ikalawa, ay sa tulong ng social media, no, merong yung galit na yan, yung nag-channel siya sa isang bagong uri ng patriotism. No? Yan yung kwan. At dahil nagsisimula pa lang, yung gestation period ay medyo matagal pa. No? Ibig sabihin, magpapatuloy pa yan. No? Pero yung sinasabi mo na sana hindi naman dumala, yun din ang concern ko. Dahil noong 1980s, nangyari yan sa Spratlys eh. Minasakir yung mga Vietnamese sailors.
Yung
no?
Johnson South Reef. Johnson South Reef.
Mahigit 70 yung patay.
No? 1988.
Ayoko mangyari yan. No? Ang kaibahan kasi noon sa Vietnam, wala silang mutual defense treaty sa US. Tayo meron eh. So pwede mag-scale up yan into a bigger conflict. No? Dahil katabi lang natin yung another possible conflict sa Taiwan. Tapos mangyayari pa sa atin yung ganyang klase na pwedeng lumala. At ang kaibahan, may MDT. No? May MDT, may Mutual Defense. Ayaw naman natin na magkaroon ng gera dito sa ating bakuran. Kaya ako, for now, ang pinakamaganda pa rin ay imbis na makipag-water cannon tayo sa isa't isa, no? Na wala namang laban yung ating host, yung ating host laban sa water cannon nila, no? Ay i-weather the storm pa rin natin. At gamitin natin yan to inform the Filipino people dahil meron pa rin mga Pilipino na hindi nauunawaan yung West Philippine Sea issue. Na yung West Philippine Sea ay mas malaki pa sa ating landmass. Na yung West Philippine Sea ay mas mayaman pa sa ating landmass. No? Kaya ang nakataya rito, yung kinabukasan ng ating mga future generation. Marami pa rin Pilipino, hindi nauunawaan yung ating victory sa UNCLOS. No? Kanina lang eh, si Bobby Tiglaw eh, yung title ng kanyang column sa Manila Times eh, no? Yung UNCLOS victory daw, yung UNCLOS na nangyari, ang pinapaboran China. Imagine mo yun, ha?
And marami din Pinoy hindi aware yung layo ng Ayung Inisyon sa China kumpara nung lapit nun sa Palawan.
1,140 kilometers.
Oh. Siguro Richard, ang effect lang sa online, it's getting harder for the pro-Chinese vloggers to defend yung kanilang dine-defend. So that's one thing that is happening here pagdating dyan sa ano. May gusto lang din ako itanong, Richard. Is it possible na a war could start there na ano? Is it more likely there or more likely sa Taiwan? Saan mas likely?
Pero Mark, kasi dikit na lahat eh. So now all of this is seen as in one integrated theater. So hindi mo na ma-separate yung nangyari sa Taiwan sa South China Sea. First, nag-start yan sa part ng China, right? Because remember, sa rear ng China ang South China Sea. So there's no way for China to secure Taiwan down the road if it doesn't dominate South China Sea. So dikit lahat yan. Lalong naging dikit dahil yung pumasok yung EDCA, right? Na may US din na counter movement. So now, suddenly, all of them, and I'll also tell you another thing, yung mga barko na dati nakikita namin sa may Taiwan ng China, ngayon nandito na sila sa West Philippine Sea. So it looks like the theater has suddenly become integrated. But Mark, going back to this, yung sinasabi ni Ronald na nangyari sa Vietnam, there's actually a term for that, short, sharp war. Short, sharp war. Meaning, maiksi lang, patayan, pero hindi ganun kadami. No? So, it's not gray zone. It's something else. It's deadly, but at a certain calibrated level. Parang yung idea is that, I'll give you a bloody nose, I'll remind you who's the boss, pero hindi kita papatayin. Then we know what's going on. So, ginawa nila yan sa Vietnam. At recently, medyo nangyari sa Himalayas with India, right? Nagsuntukan sila, hindi naman barilan, pero they did
may
fist
patay.
Fight. May man, exactly, at injuries. That was pretty bloody. Which actually proves Ronald's point. Kung titignan mo ang Pilipinas, mas mahina tayo sa India ng malayo at mas mahina din tayo sa Vietnam. I think the only reason why hindi tayo ginaganon ng China so far, is because of the US aspect. So yung mga nagsabi na walang kwentang US, anong silbi ng US, I'm not defending US. We'll talk about the problems with the US is that perhaps the only reason why hindi tayo ginugulpi pa rin is because they're worried na papasok ang US. But this is where, Ronald, I want to ask you and Mark, because ang problema kasi ng US ngayon is, of course, naintindihan nila na ang Pilipinas, ayaw natin na ang dating sa atin is parang banana republic or satellite state ng US. So it's very important for us to show we can do it on our own. At hindi naman yun yung pinakamaganda natin barko. Sa pagkaalam ko, yung mas maganda pa tayong mga barko. Medyo gumaganda ang Coast Guard. So the dilemma right now, isn't it? The dilemma is how can US be helpful without looking patronizing or making us look weak, right? I mean, medyo mahirap yan eh. But I think at the very least, we have to seriously discuss how can we coordinate things not only with US but also with Japan. India was also here recently to make China think twice even before using water cannon. Kasi grabe na ito, di ba? Kailangan ba natin ng mas malalaking barko na may mga drones ng mga aliado natin, na may patrols? I mean, what are we looking at here, Ronald? What is your understanding? And what are the risks? Kasi there's no perfect solution here. Talagang we just have to hold our line. Eh. Oh.
From my vantage point, kahit may mga public statements ang US, ang Australia, ang Japan, no? Tungkol dito sa nangyari, tingin ko ay ayaw pa rin ng mga bansa na yan na mag-escalate out of control yung mga tensions na yan, no? Partly dahil naka-stretch too thinly pa rin ang US around the world, no? Partly dahil yung kanila mga EDCA sites ay wala pang laman, no? Partly meron silang parating na election sa November, no? So maraming partly, no? Kaya in the immediate, duda ako kung yan ay papayagang mag-escalate, no? Pero ang problema, wars happen because of accidents, eh, no?
Yeah, you sleepwalk. Oh,
may isang may nagkamali ng pindot, may isang yung bangga ay nahati yung barko, no, lumubog, no? Kaya yan yung problema. If there are too many warships in one area, halimbawa next month may balikatan with the French, no? Kasama natin yung France dito sa balikatan na ito. So, yan yung delikado, no? Tingin ko naman may mga saner heads na nagka-calculate, nagka-calibrate at umiiwas dyan. Pero again, wars start because of accidents.
Yeah, this is the fear, no, na that we will sleepwalk into conflict even if all of us are just posturing in, nagpapakitang gilas, nagfo-flex lang tayo. Next thing you know, nabangga yung isa sumagot. Next thing you know, nag-escalate yan.
Pero halimbawa, yung last year, yung ating Coast Guard, no, nagbo-volunteer yung mga senador na maglagay ng budget para magpatayo ng structures doon. Sabi ng ating gobyerno, sabi ng ating defense, hindi kailangan. Kailangan na naming palakasin yung BRP Sierra Madre. So meron namang mga ganon. Ikalawa, may nagsabi sa Coast Guard, "Volunteer yung US, we will escort yung inyong resupply." Sabi nila, hindi. Kami ang gagawa.
Exactly. Hindi dapat tayo nag-rely directly.
Kami sarili. No? Ayan yung point. So meron namang ganung assertion tayo. No? Ngayon, nagagalit ang China na bakit may mga media? Bakit pinapakita sa buong mundo itong nangyayari? Hello? No? Hello? That's exactly the point. That's exactly political judo. That's exactly the essence of David versus Goliath. Diba? Na ipakita sa mundo yung pambubuli ng China. Ipakita sa mundo itong dangerous aggression na ito, no? Kaya galit na pala makikita mo, galit na galit ang China. Galit na galit sila dahil may media, no? Yun ang galit nila, yung media. Kaya ngayon ang galit nila sa media na dinoktor daw yung video. No, doon ang galit nila.
Desperate na rin sila. Medyo desperate na rin sila.
Yung impact sa mundo,
May nakita akong isang parang post-rushing na parang China is the Russia of Asia, something like that. So, medyo ganun ang dating na bully, just ano yun. Eh, ikaw, what is your read on this in terms of, I mean, your, I don't know, even pedestrian understanding of the US?
May tanong din ako eh. Kasi yung, syempre, ang ginagamit na narrative ng mga pro-Chinese na mga vloggers is gera, gera, Ukraine, ganun. Pero I think nasa dulo pa yan eh. Pero ang nako-concern din ako is, how far does it escalate before we, for example, economic sanctions, before we abot sa punto na we have to cut off ties with Beijing, papauwiin natin yung ambassador nila, uuwi yung ambassador dito. Do you see that as a possibility in the next few months, years? Na how will this affect yung...
Yung sa ambassador kasi, usually nangyayari yan before a war, no? Or during a war, no? Kaya medyo may mga protocols diyan, no, tungkol diyan, dahil papabalik na rin natin, papabalik na rin nila yung ating ambassador sa China. Ikalawa, yung economic mas complicated diyan. Dahil mas nakikinabang ang China sa atin, no? In terms of trade, no? Kaya
tapos, not the other way around.
Ronald,
akala ko ano eh, tayo yung, di ba sila yung largest?
Ang sa atin yeah, nakikita.
Tayong malaking market sa kanila. But Ronald, we have to emphasize, nickel, a lot of strategic minerals they're getting from the Philippines, including where I come from, Cordillera. So actually, we're very strategically important to China. Kung wala silang access dun sa mga ibang minerals natin, good luck sa
kanila. Yes. Pero,
kasi ang narinig ko, yung mga saging from Davao, yung mga, kumbaga, ano eh, maraming exporter ang magugutom.
Ganun lang, ibenta mo na sa Japan, bibili lang naman Japan.
hindi ganun ka-significant.
Ang kawawa dyan, SM, di ba? Kasi ang laki
yung SM, tsaka Divisoria.
Medyo yung
SM,
yun
Divisoria, Baclaran. No, yan. Pero sa ngayon kasi, hindi ka na mag-diversify eh. No? Yan din yung sitwasyon ng US dati. Napaka-dependent sa China sa cheap products. Diba? Pagtitingnan mo yung mga malls ng US, puro made in China or made in Mexico eh. Pero nakapag-diversify na sila ngayon, away from China.
Kaya yeah, made no? in Vietnam.
Oh, Vietnam. Yeah,
Vietnam. Yung Australia din, di ba? Yung din nangyari sa Australia.
Oh. So nakapag-diversify na sila. Tayo ang hindi pa. No?
Shouldn't we start na?
I think slowly the diversification has been happening. Actually, Ronald, it's sa ASEAN tayong mga least dependent sa China. Kumpara sa mga ibang neighbors na, our neighbors have big projects with China. So, kaya medyo naiintindihan ko rin na ipit sila na medyo duwag-duwagan yung iba. Is because ang laki nung stake. Sa atin kasi halos walang investment ng China. Salamat kay Digong, wala siyang nakuha ang malaking investment sa China. So, trade-trade lang naman yun eh. Ang trade naman, madali. Ang mas mahirap, investment eh. Kasi pumasok yung pera. Yung trade, ano yun eh, barter lang yan. So, bibili ka sa kabila, bili ka sa Vietnam, bili ka sa Thailand. Hindi, I mean, yung mga binibili natin sa China, pwede naman natin bilhin sa iyo. Hindi naman tayo mamamatay kung hindi tayo bumili ng mga SM products, di ba? I mean, no offense, right? Pero, di ba, kung rice yan, bigas yan, sa Vietnam tayo bumibili. And 90% is Vietnam. So, actually, in terms of strategic minerals and all, mas, tama si Ronald, mas kailangan tayo ng China eh. It's not just trade volume eh. It's the trade content you have to look at. Sa, kaya nga strategy ngayon is yung tinatawag na de-risk. So you diversify, you don't allow your strategic sectors. So actually, Philippines is relatively well positioned because halos walang investment ang China sa atin.
yun ang hindi ko alam.
Yung kagandahan ni Digong na wala siya nakuha matinong investment. Tuloy hindi na tayo.
Stamping ground.
Yung mga Pogo. Eh, paano yung mga Pogo?
Ayan, yan ang mga delikado ngayon. Delikado sila ngayon yung mga Pogo. Di ba? Dami yung mga memes. Bakit yung mga China sa China, ang gwapo yung mga China. Pero yung mga China sa Pogo, ano na kailangan yung mga meme na yan? Ang sama nila. Yung China sa Pogo, ganyan. Pero yung China ng China, ang gwapo. Mukhang BTS, di ba?
So, yun ang tanong ko, Richard. How far does this escalate before it reaches dun sa point na economic na... that, kumbaga, they will try to punish us economically. They will try to... How far does this need to escalate kaya?
I think, Marga, a lot of this is just psychological warfare. I don't think China is like Russia again. Ang kailangan lang talaga natin dito is gawin natin yung dapat ginawa natin nung panahon ni Digong, which is yung ginawa ng Malaysia, di ba? Nag-drill sila kahit sabi ng no ng China, go pa rin sila. Hanggang sabi ng China, aba, mukhang palaban to mga Malaysians. Doon naman sa Indonesia, binubuli nila sa North Natuna Sea. Pumunta si Jukowi, no compromise. Nagpadala ng F-16 fighters. Medyo na pagganan. So actually, you look at Vietnam, Malaysia, Indonesia, all of our neighbors, dahil lumaban sila sa China, they got China's respect. Ganun naman eh. Yung medyo bully, how do you get their respect? You show a bit of strength. Eh, mautak naman ng China, in fairness naman to China, they're not like...
Parang you call their bluff, parang ganun eh. Parang...
Exactly. Ang problema, anong ginawa ni Digong for 6 years? Yes, boss. Yes, sir. I love you. You protect me. So nasanay ang China na ganyan lang tayo. So ngayon na biglang lumaban tayo, ang sabi ng China, aba. Lumalaban ka sa akin ngayon na. So dapat pakita natin na hindi to ababa, ito yung katotohanan, si Digong yung ababa. So I think this is the strategy we should do. Kaya as much as
just hold the line.
Hold the line and not panic. And then of course behind the scenes there should be diplomacy. Talagang our diplomats behind the scenes tell China, there's no way BBM is gonna back off sa West Philippine Sea without losing his own position, di ba? Kasi buong bansa natin, except yung mga makapili, 3% na lang yata sila, they all want us to take a decent stance. Kasi gets na nila, mali talaga yung strategy ni Digong eh. It never helped our national interest. And lahat tayo sa media, lahat tayo sa ano, we're all on the side of assertion eh. So it's really not up to BBM. So I don't know what China is trying to do. So this is where diplomacy matters behind the scene and what's happening there. But I think this would be a perfect segue to our last episode. Pag-usapan konti natin ang opposition. And I think the West Philippine Sea issue could be a big issue in 2025 elections. Let's talk about how the opposition can approach the West Philippine Sea issue as a rallying point. Or could it even be a rallying point for the next elections? Maraming salamat, gentlemen, for that. We have more than 1,000, almost 1,000 live on YouTube lang na nanonood sa atin. So mukhang may sense tayo sinasabi. At 11 PM, nakikinig pa rin sila sa atin. So thank you so much for this very lively discussion. And continue natin ito sa penultimate episode natin for the month of March, no? Pag-usapan naman natin, what are the things happening in March? Let's be honest, Mark, pag-usapan ni Ronald anong nangyari sa opposition at magre-react tayo. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Okay, guys, ito na tayo. Actually, you know, one of the interesting metaphors we have, thanks, Mark, for very, very good questions. Actually, I'm getting a lot of good, obvious na yung mga Alden's, Richard, Crush, si Ronald, even na yan. Pero marami rin natuwa sa mga very sharp questions ni Mark. You know, Mark, may nagsabi, yung isa sa mga in-interview natin, si Ray, for instance, Powell, so he compared yung experience ng father niya fighting against, you know, yung Jim Crow, you know, yung civil rights movement sa Deep South, right, in Mississippi and all, doon sa ginagawa natin sa West Philippine Sea. Because hindi tayo gumagamit ng armas. So actually, yeah, the sympathy is on our side. Parang we're using truth force, satyagraha, di ba? Yung ginagamit ni Gandhi. So actually, napaisip ako, oh nga, no, in a way, this is how it's coming out. No, we're like the... We are fearless, but we're also without wala tayong armas. So this is kind of like a civil rights movement, right? Ang ginagawa natin. I really love that metaphor. I think that's a very, very good metaphor, which we have to be conscious about. Pero yun nga, you have to look a little bit more palaban than kawawa. Now, speaking of civil rights movement, of resistance, ang tanong ulit ngayon dito is, opposition Ronald, do you think that the issue of West Philippine Sea could be a rallying point for 2025 election? Essentially, 2025 election is between patriots and proxies of China. I mean, could you frame the next elections that way? Aside from obviously gut issues of inflation, blah blah, given na yan. Oh.
Definitely, Richard. Ano kung titignan mo in one aspect, parang napakahina ng opposition. Lalo na yung mga possible candidates nila sa midterm for the Senate. Diba? Parang malayo sa mga surveys or at least labas sa 12, no, yung mga opposition. At parang sa House ay napakahina rin ng opposition. Alam mo, yung Liberal Party na 7-8 na lang nga, hati pa sa may 2 sa minority, may 4-5 sa majority, may 1 as independent minority. So parang nasaan ba yung opposition? No, nasaan ba yung opposition? So yun yung isang aspect. Pero at the same time, yung mga issues ng opposition ay nagkakaroon ng traction. Halimbawa, yung usapin ng anti-chacha, medyo tumataas, ha? Tumataas yung anti-chacha sa mga surveys. No? Halimbawa, yung ICC, na pag-usapan natin sa isang episode, medyo tumataas, no? At ito yung mga daladalang issue ng opposition dati, no? At ikatlo, yung usapin ng West Philippine Sea. ito definitely tumataas dramatically, no? At ang namumuno diyan ay yung opposition, no? Yung ragtag group ng atin ito, no? Ay ang ganda ng media mileage, no? So at panghuli, yung issues ng economy. Ito ang medyo hindi pa consolidated. Pero kung makoconsolidate ito ng opposition as a consumerist issue, behind a consumerist movement sa utilities, grabe ang taas ng kuryente at saka ng tubig, sa medicine, no, patuloy tumataas, sa food inflation, no, etc. Kung magkoconsolidate ito into a narrative about consumerism, yan yung ika-apat na issue na tataas na pwedeng dala-dala ng opposition, no? So may dysfunction ng kaunti. Ito yung mga issues ng opposition na medyo tumataas, nakakaroon ng traction, pero yung opposition ay medyo hindi lumalakas. So at a certain point, kinakailangan magbago yan. Kailangan magbago yan.
Magbago in terms of fresh faces or something like that? I mean, people that associate fresh, opposition.
Fresh faces, a clear, more effective narrative, no? Leadership, no? Leadership, yung pag-link ng organisasyon with the issues, no? With the issues. Alam mo ba? Tingin ko atin ito has nowhere to go but up. Diba? Yung atin ito, itong ragtag group na ito, no? At ngayon maraming sumasama. Ngayon maraming environmentalists, no? Magkakaaway na grupo. Dati katulad ng RAM tsaka Magdalo kasama, Catholic Bishops Conference kasama, no? Etc. etc. So, tingin ko ay yung issue ng West Philippine Sea na napakalaki ngayon ng support ng populasyon ay nagkakaroon unti-unti ng organizational impact, no? Dapat magkaroon din ng ganyang organizational impact sa opposition, no? Not only as right. a coalition, not
dapat
only as
maximization.
Oo, yun yung kwan. Halimbawa sa Chacha, no? Kung hindi mag-iingat yung opposition, aagawin niya ng mga Duterte dahil anti-Chacha rin sila. At mas malakas sila sa opposition at this point. So kinakailangan mag-scale up yung opposition na sila yung may franchise diyan sa anti-Chacha movement na tumataas ngayon yung appreciation ng populasyon. Yung ganun ba ng mga issues? No?
Right, right. Ikaw, Mark, anong basa mo dito in terms of West Philippine Sea becoming one of the key issues? I mean, of course, we know it's not the gut issue yet at the level of inflation, but it is still a resonant issue.
Yeah, yun ang tinatanong ko eh. Kasi of course, alam natin, nag-uusap tayo, importante yung mga issues na yan. Sa mga Pilipino, importante yung issues na yan. Pero yung when pagboboto na sa 12 na senador, how much is it about the issues and how much is it about dun sa personality? Kasi looking at the surveys ng mga lumalabas, you would see dalawang tulfo sa Magic 12 na yung wala man lang ka-effort doon sa dalawa na hindi man lang nag-iikot, pero yung mga ibang lumalaban para doon sa mga issues, which is alam naman natin importante din sa mga voters. Of course, yung West Philippine Sea, importante yan. Pero yun nga, how much is it about really the issues and how much it about yung sa personality mismo and doon sa budget na gagamitin mo for television and ano. Kasi for example, mga bilyar, kahit wala sa mga survey yung mga bilyar, alam mo na pag come election time, nakikita mo na yung mga tarpaulin ni Camille na Semana Santa bumabate. Alam mo na kayang, they can buy their way to a spot doon sa Magic 12 without a stand on any issues, without merely by spending, buying television ads. So yun ang tanong ko eh. How much is it about, how much should they focus more on doon sa issues and kumpara doon sa building a personality na parang, for example nga, tulfo, and doon sa pera side. Of course, sa pera side, mas mahirap yun kasi syempre yung mga bilyar, sila may pinakamaraming pera so they can afford to do that. Pero at least doon sa personality side eh. So yun ang more on question ko eh.
But can you bring
them together?
Mark, that's a good question. But Ronald, I mean, can't you bring them together? I mean, in a sense, I could think na in theory, a Lacson or even a Trillanes shouldn't have too much of a problem, right? Because andun yung leadership track record, andun yung tapang, sundalo sila, pulis sila in the past. May parang pwede nila isakyan tong, I mean, not ang sakyan, but you know, this could be a platform for them, right? The West Philippine Sea issue, etc.
Yun nga yung sinasabi ko, yung dysfunction na yan. No? Ang sinasabi ko lang, even before, yung mga issues na yan ay mababa. Halimbawa, yung chacha, mababa yan. Diba? Mababa yan. Ngayon, tumataas eh.
Mm.
No? Tumataas sa mga survey. Halimbawa, yung usapin ng ICC, mababa yan. Ngayon, nagsi 60%. No? Yung West Philippine Sea, tumataas. No? Tumataas. No? Kaya, ang sinasabi ko, yung mga issues na yan, hindi na didikit doon sa mga tatakbo dito sa midterms, at the very least. No? Hindi na didikit. So, may dysfunction, may pagkakahiwalay. So kailangan mo ng strategy ng quick burn, no? Dahil practically sa kuna ang filing ng candidacy sa October. Tapos in less than a year, in about a year, magkakaroon na ng election. At in 10 months magkakaroon na officially ng kampanya, no? So ang bilis niyan eh. So baka hindi mo na kaya yung ginagawa ng mga tulfo for years na gumawa ng brand, 'di ba? Gumawa ng brand na isumbong mo kay Tulpo. Na kahit sa ang barangay pinag-uusapan, susumbong kita kay Tulpo, 'di ba? Yung ganyan. Pero baka for lack of that, baka may magawa ka na let's do it. Yung kay Flavier, no? Na hindi kinakailangan ng mahabang panahon para to create a brand. Pero almost overnight, nakakreate ng brand. Baka may ganyan. Hindi right. ko alam. Dahil hindi ko linya yan eh. Yung ganyang klase yeah. na...
Medyo PR na yan. But no, I was thinking...
Yun ang sinasabi ko na ang tingin ko very uphill. Dahil very personalistic ang mga tao eh.
Yeah.
No? Pero baka halimbawa, pag West Philippine Sea, magkaroon ka ng champion. Parang anti-corruption champion mo si Miriam Defensor Santiago.
Right.
Almost overnight, ay umangat si Miriam. Sabi nga nung iba, nanalo siya ng 92 election. So, baka kinakailangan mo mag-create ng ganung klaseng champion, no? Baka sa chacha medyo malabo. Pero baka pwede kang magkaroon ng champion tungkol sa a consumer champion. No? Yan yung dahil yan tago sa Sikmura eh. Tago sa Sikmura.
Right.
I mean, chacha at saka ICC baka mahirap pa. No? Pero yung West Philippine Sea at saka yung consumer issues, yan baka posible. No? Kung merong opposition candidate or leader na pwedeng makakreate ng mas maganda na peg, mas maganda na narrative, mas maganda right. na brand na hindi kinakailangan ng mahabang panahon, baka sakali dahil very personalistic ang botante. At kaya napakahalaga ng name recall. Pitong senador ang magiging re-electionist eh.
Yeah, very tight. Senador, this is probably the hardest yeah. race, di ba?
Pitong
yeah.
dating senador ang babalik, di ba? Tapos meron ka pang apat right. o lima na halos siguradong mananalo. Dalawang Tulpo, dalawang Duterte, isang Isko Moreno, isang Isko Moreno, no? So, medyo masikip.
Measure
unless
masikip,
yeah. something dramatic happens.
Ronald, I mean, you mentioned also fresh face and all. I mean, one of the interesting persons actually came to my mind is, I even heard it from some media people that were wondering. I mean, for instance, West Philippines issue. I think we have the rise of people who are actually now in the government, like Jay Tariela, right? Yung spokesman ng Philippine Coast Guard, right? I mean, I think his communication skills are pretty good. His credentials are pretty strong. I mean, what about people like that? Do you think that it's worth for them to try their luck dito sa 2025 or better for them to position for 2028 or at least get their name out there? I mean, what is your understanding?
Well, ang nakikita ko, halos napakahirap, no? Aside dito sa binanggit natin na pitong re-electionist, pitong right. babalik na senador, apat o lima na halos siguradong mananalo. Aside dyan sa mga yan, no? Baka mahirapan yung mga bago na pumasok. No?
Pumasok.
Pero baka may mga bago na pwede nang magmarka. No?
Exactly. Yung marka, exactly.
Parang yung sinigawan ni Lucas Espiritu, si Harry Roque, yeah. tsaka si Gadon, no? Bigla siya nakakuha ng 3 million votes. Nobody knows it. No? Right. Baka pwedeng may mga ganon na sa midterm, magmarka. Makakuha ng 3 to 5 million votes, pero ang kanilang target is the next election. 2020.
At saka hindi naman zero to hero yan. If ever someone like Jay Tariel, I think he's already kind of in the move, right? It's about whether 2025 or 2028. Ikaw, Mark, what is your question?
Yeah, a few weeks ago, I nakapag-meet ako kay ano Ariel Kirubid, who is also exploring, who is also going around the country, and he is very hard on the West Philippine Sea issue. Yung mga videos na sa Facebook explaining yung ano from of course military side, and he's a decorated soldier, and of course yung kasama sa mga sa kudeta before. So I think that tama yung sinabi ni ano ni Sir Ronald na maybe he could go hard on a certain issue, lalo ngayon na merong kaba sa atin pagdating sa West Philippine Sea and all that. And since yun natin naman yung kanyang paniniwala, maybe he could go hard on that para magbarka yung pangalan niya. If not, kung hindi kayang manalo, at least, di ba, set him up for future elections if he wants to pursue that.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the thing with Kerubin or with Jay Tariel is that they're already going across the country for national security reasons, right? They're there to inform people about yung mga kailangan natin sa West Philippine Sea, etc. So actually, they have that kind of, let's just say, infrastructure, that kind of connection. Probably they're also familiar with vernacular. I'm just thinking, like, outside the box, like I said, we're thinking opposition is this and that. But what about people who are now in the government and they have their own independent thoughts? I mean, isn't that how Trillanes, but to a certain degree also, diba, people like Lacson, diba? I mean, they were not like opposition activists, whatever, or analysts. There were people in the government, they work, and then they position themselves as mavericks, diba? Yung parang mavericks for national security, mga ganun. Ikaw, Ronald, ang basa mo ba tatakbo si Lacson, or tingin niya masyadong masikip na rin? Kasi parang ba't si Trillanes mukhang malabo na tatakbong
sa... Well, yung official position ni Ping ay siya ay nasa retirement mode. Pero ako, right, tingin ko may malaking possibility na magbabago isip niya at tatakbo siya. At sa lahat ng surveys, pasok siya. No?
As a survey, you think that...
Mas IMB ang bumababa.
Nag-post din si Tito Soto a few days ago. May picture na nag-meeting sila with former Senator Ping, tas mga iba pang kasama nila. So maybe magkasama sila ulit. Senator Tito Soto is doing really well right now sa surveys. Yeah. Maybe Ping just needs that little push. Yung mga dabarkads, baka tutulong ng konti kay Ping, and kayang-kaya niya, I think.
Yes.
So
yes.
I think Senator Ping is also running.
Yes. Kaya yun.
Interesting. Wow, that's gonna be a very tight race, no? Ang dami mga big
names. Definitely. It's the tightest I've seen.
Yeah, this is really crazy.
Pacquiao pa, di ba? Pacquiao also.
Pacquiao pa, di ba?
Si Pacquiao, kasama sa kanya, macho group.
Grabe yun, no? I mean, this
even is... Even si still doing well. Nasa top 16 pa rin, nakikita ko si Doc Willie Ong. Yeah. Yan, I was with him the other day. Nag-lunch kami nung Sunday. Definitely. His name is always nandoon. Top 16, top 20. So...
Definitely, mas malakas siya kay Harry Roque at kay Panelo.
Well, ang Harry Roque,
there you go.
Planning pa rin.
Mukhang tatakbo.
Mukhang tatakbo, no? Yun nga, I mean, this is crazy if you look at it. This is the worst. I mean, probably we have the worst Senate already, but we're gonna have the most crazy elections for Senate. In 20... Ako, I'm thinking outside the box. I'm glad that you also mentioned Mark, no? Yung mga ibang people are working the government with their own ideas and may have the logistics, increasingly the name recall. And who knows, diba? But it looks like, Ronald, talaga, it all goes down to surveys in September, probably latest October. October is too late na. August, mga ganun, no? Those surveys will be decisive.
Pero in a negative way, no? Hindi rin ganun ka-dependable minsan ang survey. Diba ba, si Amy?
Yeah, of course,
nasa,
yeah.
Nasa top 4, top 5 yan eh. Nung last year. Pero ngayon, nandun siya sa last 2. No?
Okay. Pero how do you, Corona, anong basa mo?
Yung iba bumababa, yung iba tumataas. No?
Yeah.
Kaya, pero iikot pa rin basically dyan sa 7 na re-electionist, 7 na babalik na senador, 4 o 5 na napaka-popular. No? Dyan
so,
iikot
pa rin. Pulpo na yan.
Siguro ang tanong ko, Sir Ronald, Sir Richard, is how will the types of BAM, Shell, and Kiko get in the Magic 12 na ganyan kasikip?
Oo, oh, grabe.
Diba? Paano eh? How eh?
Mga isa well, lang makalusot. Kung...
Well, una,
oh, para kasama sa Lisa.
Well, una, dapat mabawasan yung mga malalakas. No?
Okay.
For lack of a better example, ibig sabihin, pwede pala si Aimee na matalo pa. No,
ibig actually, sabihin, no, may mga vulnerable sa kanila, no?
Hindi mo maiisip na matatalo si Ioni. Marcos yan eh. No? Mm. Pero ngayon, may possibility. Ikalawa, darating ba yung ICC?
Mm.
Baka mabawasan ng tatlong sigurado. Diba?
Oh, so suddenly, yun, four space opens up. Yeah.
Oh, medyo luluwag, no? At ikatlo, ano naman yung positive na kwan mo, disruptive message mo? Ang tingin ko, hindi pwede mag-slow burn si Kiko at saka si Bam. Kailangan magkaroon sila ng disruptive message, disruptive peg, no? For lack of a better example, parang The Punisher Digong, no? Yung bigla ka mamarka, no? Hindi ka na, hindi na sapat yung pangalan mo, hindi na sapat si Sharon, no? Hindi na sapat yung Aquino brand. Kailangan meron kang message na mamarka, no? Almost overnight. Dahil almost overnight na yung election.
On that note, Mark, is there last one you want to say on this issue? Are there... Yeah.
Ako, hindi, siguro sa yun nga, ang isang way siguro dyan is mga artista talaga. Wala na
siya. Oh, yeah, we didn't mention. Yeah. That very good point.
Pamilya voting block excited. Get someone that, from them. Talaga, Mark, isama mo dito kaila ano, kaila Bang, kaila Kiko, kaila ano.
Kailangan natin ng
model. Baka that's the only ano. Yeah. You could do the Lito Lapid way. Diba? Yung mamamatay siya, malapit na yung election, papatayin siya sa Batang Quiapo, o tapos papasok siya sa Magic 12. Yung Lito Lapid style.
Sino ka ba yun? Si Senator Madrigal ba yun? Yung kinuha si Kwan? Yung artista?
Judian.
Yun, panalo siya. No?
Yun.
Hindi rin siya masyadong kilala nun.
Utilize diba? Kapamilya Black. Nandyan niya, malaki yan.
Yeah. All right, on that note, I wanted to say a lot of things. Baka, pero ano, good boy tayo. Let's keep this...
Good boy ako, ha.
In fairness, Ronald, I must say, Ronald, for the first time in a long time, hindi masyadong kinabahan. Especially nung pinag-usapan natin ng mga gentleman's agreement. Sabi ko, ito na ang mga gusto ni Ronald. Eh, yung mga ganyan doble entrante. But at that point, thank you so much to both of you gentlemen. Ronald, of course, kahit doble kara, the best ka pa rin. At umabol ka. Pinex ko talaga. Sir, tama na yan. Bakit si
Telos na si Richard?
Always available.
Bakit si Telos na?
Pero mo kanina ko bago.
Thank you kay Sir Esquera na pinagbigyan tayo na yung guest, ni-release yung guest sa atin.
Pero mo kanina ko. Tatlo ang podcast ko.
Oo, pero Ronald.
North America. Meron ako kasi weekly sa North America.
Ronald, first world problem yan. Kaya magpasalamat ka. Ano na yan? Romance of Three Kingdoms na tayo. Malapit na tayo papunta dyan. Thank you so much also, Mark. Thank you, Ronald. Have a blessed week, of course, as we you know, we get into very, very somber. And of course, God willing, by Sunday, quite a celebratory spiritual day. So God bless you guys. Maraming salamat. And thank you
Happy
for...
Salamat. Happy very, Easter!
Thank you very much.
Salamat sa March. Right? I mean, March was... Right, thank Lord. And Happy Easter, guys. And thank Lord that we had a very productive March. So looking forward to even more productive, God willing, in April and May. And sabi ko nga, pag-usapan natin, Ronald, Mark, no, in person na nagawin natin, medyo yung mga isaw-isaw style din, parang si Ceres Guerra. Pero sa Tagaytay, kasi mainit na. So maganap tayo ng malamig na hindi kailangan magbayad ng aircon. All right. Thank you guys. God bless. Happy Easter and have a blessed weekend.
Happy Easter.
Thank you.
The best kayo. Thank you.